Bonjour. When you are comfortable with our approach, the best way to work with these exercises is to just look at the chart and put it aside before you work on the exercises. That way you really develop your listening skills versus your reading skills. And for that, the sooner the better, to achieve conversation abilities. Conversation skills should be developed right away at the beginner level. So now, today's sentence is Il faut que je parle au docteur. Il faut que je parle au docteur. I must speak to the doctor. Il faut que tu parles au docteur. You must speak to the doctor. And so on. By the way, if you're in France and you're sick, you can go to any pharmacy, they will take care of you. They are everywhere. Or go to the ER if it's really important. We call this les urgences. The subjective, to go back to our verb, is used after other expressions than il faut que or il faut que, but il faut que is the most common one. You use it anytime you want to say I must, you must, etc. Another note, and we will start. Most foreigners use je dois for I must, which is correct, but it's confusing because je dois also means I might. That's why French people commonly use the expression il faut que or il faut que when they want to say I must or I have to. So remember that if you want to say I must, use il faut que, and if you want to say I might, use je dois or je dois. First, we will work with the verb alone. So, listen first. Il faut que je parle. Il faut que tu parles. Il faut qu'il parle. Il faut qu'elle parle. And then the second line. Il faut qu'on parle. Il faut que vous parliez. Il faut qu'il parle. Now, listen and repeat. I must speak. Il faut que je parle. Il faut que je parle. You must speak. Il faut que tu parles. Il faut que tu parles. He must speak. Il faut qu'il parle. Il faut qu'il parle. She must speak. Il faut qu'elle parle. Il faut qu'elle parle. We must speak. Il faut qu'on parle. Il faut qu'on parle. You must speak. You all must speak. Il faut que vous parliez. Il faut que vous parliez. They must speak. Il faut qu'ils parlent. Il faut qu'ils parlent. Remark, you may observe that every form is the same regardless of the subject. The form is parle, except for parlier, coming after the vous subject. Now we will practice vertically from I to we, you to you plural, and he to they, using the thumb and the fingers to indicate the subjects. Ready? Now we will practice vertically, from I to we, you singular to you plural, and he to they, using the thumb and the fingers to indicate the subjects. Ready? Repeat after me. I must speak, we must speak, il faut que je parle, il faut qu'on parle. Il faut que je parle, il faut qu'on parle. You must speak, you all must speak. Il faut que tu parles, il faut que vous parliez. Il faut que tu parles, il faut que vous parliez. He must speak, they must speak. Il faut qu'il parle, il faut qu'il parle. Same thing. Il faut qu'il parle, il faut qu'il parle. She must speak, they must speak, the ladies. Il faut qu'elle parle, il faut qu'elle parle. Same thing. Il faut qu'elle parle, il faut qu'elle parle. To finish with this lesson, we will add an exercise to work on the present, the past, and the future of the verb, and with the example of the day. As I told you in the first lesson, the past tense that we will use here is the most commonly used, and it's called the passé composé, generally used to describe what happened. And for the future, we will use the immediate future, the futur immédiat, which is easy to use because it's the same in English. It's like using going to or gonna. Don't forget to use your thumb and fingers again to point to the present at your feet, the past in your back, and the future in front of you. It's an excellent habit. You will associate the gestures with the sounds, and you will memorize without focusing on memorizing. After just a few lessons, I will talk less, and we will just do the exercises. So, are you ready? We will use the example, I speak to the doctor. So, I speak to the doctor, I spoke to the doctor, I will speak to the doctor. Now, repeat after me, I speak to the doctor, j'parle au docteur. J'parle au docteur. I spoke to the doctor, j'ai parlé au docteur. J'ai parlé au docteur. I will speak to the doctor. Je vais parler au docteur. Je vais parler au docteur. For the first lessons, I will repeat along with you. After that, I will let you do it on your own. And we will do the whole line each time. Next is we speak to the doctor. We spoke to the doctor, we will speak to the doctor. We are going to speak to the doctor. Ready? Repeat. We speak to the doctor. On parle au docteur. On parle au docteur. We spoke to the doctor. On a parlé au docteur. On a parlé au docteur. We will speak to the doctor. On va parler au docteur. On va parler au docteur. Next is you speak to the doctor. You spoke to the doctor. You will speak to the doctor. Repeat. You speak to the doctor. Tu parles au docteur. Tu parles au docteur. You spoke to the doctor. T'as parlé au docteur. T'as parlé au docteur. You will speak to the doctor. Tu vas parler au docteur. Tu vas parler au docteur. Next is you both or you all speak to the doctor. You spoke to the doctor. You will speak to the doctor. Repeat after me. You speak to the doctor. Vous parlez au docteur. Vous parlez au docteur. You spoke to the doctor. Vous avez parlé au docteur. Vous avez parlé au docteur. You will speak to the doctor. Vous allez parler au docteur. Vous allez parler au docteur. Next, he speaks to the doctor. He spoke to the doctor. He will speak to the doctor. Repeat. He speaks to the doctor. Il parle au docteur. Il parle au docteur. He spoke to the doctor. Il a parlé au docteur. Il a parlé au docteur. He will speak to the doctor. Il va parler au docteur. Il va parler au docteur. Next, they speak to the doctor. They spoke to the doctor. They will speak to the doctor. Repeat, they speak to the doctor. Il parle au docteur. Il parlent au docteur. They spoke to the doctor. Ils ont parlé au docteur. Ils ont parlé au docteur. They will speak to the doctor. Ils vont parler au docteur. Ils vont parler au docteur. The lesson is now finished. I hope you liked it. So, alors, à demain. Till tomorrow. Bye-bye.